Faux in Medford.
Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Get the stars out your eyes. Come and bring them to me. I've been gone so long. I've been working on a plan, yeah. It's just that I've been down so long. I gotta give me my work. Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Oh. I walk out to Memphis alone, 'cause you do it for me. I know you would. All the kicks from the sticks, all the kicks are renewed. I put all that aside, concentrate on you. All the kicks from the sticks, all the hits that we took, all the stitches we got, all our brains so good.
Yeah, you're listening to Our Comedy Electric. My name is John C. Murfeld. Boss those teeth around. Gotta remember all the things I usually say at the top. Yep, Bren C. He'll be here. You know, it's the same old story of a boy who is running a little late in the rain. I can just imagine him now sprinting down Boston Ave, his feet all a shiver with the cold and the strain of the running. Yep, that was Can I Sit Next to You off the new Spoon album Hot Thoughts. I cannot recommend it enough. I mean, I can. I'm not going to spend all my time recommending it, but it's really good. And so this hour I'll be playing a few songs off of Hot Thoughts. But since Brennan's not here, I really have no reason to talk without introducing our guests. So I'll just say we have two first-time people on the show today, and one of them is my colleague and acquaintance, Sarah Gruen.
We're colleagues and acquaintances?
Yeah. That's,
okay, well,
yeah.
Good to know where we stand.
Yeah. Last night meant nothing.
Yikes. Last 4 years meant nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Good to be here.
Yeah, Sarah, you, just so for some context, everyone knows the Institute well.
Duh.
Yeah. So we run that together, and you also, what is your title this year, Peel?
The business manager is my official title.
Business manager.
But since I doubt anyone's listening from Sheer Appeal, I'll just say I'm in charge.
Okay, good. You and Lisa, right?
Sure.
Okay. Or just you. Fair enough. And how are you this morning?
I'm a little bit soggy.
Yeah?
I'm also, so Brennan lives above me.
Yeah, you guys live in the same house.
There he is.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
and I was thinking, like, maybe we'll walk together, but apparently not.
Yeah, I think I suggested that to both of you at one point, but.
Oh, I was not aware that you were going to the
shoot. Oh, that's true. I never tell Brennan who the guests are going to be.
I'm John's acquaintance and colleague.
Oh, great. So we live in the same home.
Yes. Yeah. Brennan and I are more than just acquaintances and colleagues. We're home sharers.
Homemates.
Is that below or above housemates?
Above.
Oh, right, a house is not a home, John.
Yeah. A home's a home.
A home is a home.
Yeah.
And a housemate's not a homemate. Yeah. It all goes together.
Right. But I would say in normal lexicon, all right, you're right. Never
whatever
mind.
Whatever it is, my father, as I told you earlier, my father says I have, quote, a face for the radio.
Yes.
So I could not be more excited to finally
put it to good use.
Put it to good use.
Good. We're honored to have you. Speaking of the rain, I'm curious about both everyone here. What's your preferred rain stop method? Like, do you prefer an umbrella or just a good rain jacket with a hood for
both?
Rain?
Yeah, definitely both.
Oh.
That's a good question. And that answer, I think, makes a lot of sense. I pretty much only ever do the rain jacket with the hood.
Yeah, I've been doing it more lately because then I can have my hands free.
The problem is the backpack.
Yeah, well, that's
all
why
of
this
the
morning.
Precious goods inside.
It's so true.
Yeah. That's fair. Well, I usually plastic wrap my backpack anyway.
Oh.
To prevent spills.
As we all should.
Yeah.
I recently got a new backpack, which is like somewhat waterproof, but my previous backpack, which I had since sixth grade, is not.
Mm.
Or seventh grade.
Sure.
And I had like a red folder in it, and one day it rained a lot, and the inside of my backpack was just partially that color.
Ugh.
That's just how it went. It was like a gray interior, and then there's just some little hits of red.
I can't tell how you feel about that.
I was devastated.
Ah, okay. All right.
That was my LL. I feel like if I brought it to Tufts, it would be no longer lame. But all through middle school,
it's a different standard kind
through
of.
Through like elementary, well, no, but so all through elementary school and middle school, I had this purple LL Bean backpack with a backpacking moose and my initials. Sarah Abigail Gruen, SAG, SAG, on the backpack, and everyone's like, your backpack is lame, because like some people had like wheelie backpacks, and like lame purple moose LL Bean backpacks, but I feel like if I had that at Tufts, people would be like, OMG, like, where did you get that really dope, fun hipster backpack?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I need to find that.
I know none of the things you just said were swear words, but I'm gonna remind you guys that you cannot swear on the radio. This comes up a lot.
Yeah,
I never remember to tell
it. Talk just gets kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, I just
no,
you know.
I do drop an occasional, you know, letter bomb now and then. So
a letter bomb is its own thing. You realize?
To all those listening,
yeah,
future employers, I do not drop any kinds of explosives.
Oh, don't worry, they won't be listening.
I wonder,
you never know.
I wonder what season of ours has the most cursing on it.
I'm pretty sure it's evenly distributed. It's usually about one or two per episode.
Yep.
Our other guest, who I have not introduced yet, and please get right up into the mic when you talk, because it's
like right here.
Yeah, but honestly, yes. Like, you should be able to tongue it. But you don't have to.
I mean, yeah.
That's not a requirement.
But the option is nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah. I do like as that. With, you know,
it's a classic rain jacket umbrella situation.
It's just like with yeah. it's just like with your buddies.
Wow.
But this is Sawyer Eaton, a new face.
I'm not a housemate,
a freshman,
or an acquaintance, or a colleague.
Yeah.
Maybe an acquaintance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sawyer, you do TFL and majors.
I do do that.
And
do you not live in the same home as Sarah and I?
Oh. Right. No, I'm moving there. Look out for me. Oh, yeah.
As you damn well should. Darn well should.
Right.
Does Sarah, count? It's not that hard.
Does damn count?
I mean, it doesn't. It's not
if
the
it's
best.
If it's in a PG movie, I feel like.
Well,
okay.
All right.
It shouts it at the beginning of every episode of This American Life, so I feel
it
like
should be true. Avoided. I mean, yeah, sure. We
if
all.
If Larry Glass can do it, then I can do it.
I'm just saying, if you don't even have the self-control in minute 10 of this episode, too.
It's only been 10 minutes. Time flies when you're with acquaintances.
Well, it does. Anyway, Sawyer.
Hello.
What's your deal?
Oh.
Hey, welcome Matt Brawley.
Let me just whip out my nose.
Matt Brawley? What is that, a Matt Brawley?
He used to literally go around and be like, hey, what's your deal?
And
like,
what is the answer to the question?
Really? Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes. What's your angle?
Say what your deal is.
Yeah, what makes you freak out?
Wow.
It's not the same thing at all.
Oh, well, I think it's a good
spiders.
Question.
Spiders. Spiders make me freak out.
Okay.
Well, not in a good way.
What
like
about
a bad
them?
Freak way.
What about Spider-Man?
Is it there?
Spider-Man, he's chill. It's fine.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
Is it the legs of spiders you don't trust or their intentions?
Or their tiny little brains.
Their tiny little spider brains. They're up to no good.
Okay, so it's their intentions. That's fair. Matt Brawley, fun fact,
Speaking of up to no good.
Yeah, speaking of spider brains. So next weekend, I'm going to be in New York. And Matt Brawley texted me the other day just asking if he could sleep in my bed for that weekend.
Like while, here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like while I'm in New York. The timing just worked. Yeah, but he.
Is there a reason?
I think he'll be in town.
For a reason?
He didn't tell me that.
Okay.
There was no hello, hey. It was just a text of, hey, can I stay at your place the 15th and 16th? I said, I'll be out of town. He goes, oh, I can live in your bed. Who else sleeps in your house?
My favorite Matt Brawley story is that on my 19th birthday, my freshman year, we had an institute show on that day.
Oh, yes.
And Matt Brawley came in with, like, a bowl of cereal, like two bowls. One is like a bowl of cereal for me for my birthday, and the other was a like China bowl that he bought for me. On the inside was a picture of a rocking horse, and it says, I'll ride my cock all the way home. And
I didn't know that.
Yes.
How inappropriate.
And I was like, oh my God, like Matt Brawley got me a birthday present. And I was so excited because like at the time, like compared to like Chloe Hyman especially, like I don't know, I wasn't feeling so hot about myself.
Sure.
But that made me feel real good. I don't think Chloe Hyman got a cock bowl.
Yeah.
Did he ever explain where he got the bowl?
No. Brennan, did he ever explain any
anything?
Of the things he did?
No, I'm sorry.
Sawyer, what's your favorite Matt Brawley story?
Oh, they're just so many. What a guy. The man, the myth, the legend.
Well, Matt Brawley. You had to pick a story, what's your favorite?
Oh, I mean, there's that wild trip to Canada we both took. It
what?
Was great. Matching tattoos.
Explain this to me in detail.
Wow. You know, those wild, spontaneous weekends with Matt Brawley.
Well, I never
did that. I would love
to
hear the details.
Oh, guys, you clearly did not know him as well as I did.
Apparently, we're really missing out.
Why not? Yeah.
He's a homemade of yours.
What? Oh.
Oh,
I heard
sure.
A home made of yours.
A home like,
that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard. Yeah. Well, Brendog, how you been, dog?
I've been doing well.
Yeah.
I went with the don't get ready today approach today.
I did that exact thing. I got up at 7:46.
I got up right around that time frame.
Yep.
Rolled on out of bed. Slowly brushed my teeth.
We all look kind of conveniently close to here. In different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait. Sorry, where are you?
Houston.
Of course.
Right. He's my roommate. I should have remembered.
Yeah. That's not the worst place to live. Yeah. Relative to here?
Which floor are you on?
The third.
Oof.
Mm. Oh. All right, guys. That's my time.
Moving on. All right.
Wrong answer.
What was the right answer?
Fourth floor.
No. Yeah. Gross. Nobody goes there.
Wait, did you guys ever see that game show, The Weakest Link?
No.
Yeah.
What? You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, all right. Thank
what
you.
Is this show?
It takes too long to explain the gameplay, but basically every round... You're trying to answer questions as a team, and then you vote off the weakest link.
Oh, that sounds like my favorite kind of activity.
Well, yeah, it's really great, but this very sharp British lady hosts it, and I just thought as a kid it was delightful, but apparently no one has heard of it.
Oh, yeah, it's really intense. It's so funny
it's very intense.
Her say,
that's how I feel about group projects.
They play it on this, like, crystal stage also. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
it was
yes.
And, like, it was just a very weird setting, and then... Every time someone got voted off, they're like, look, I know I answered a bunch of questions wrong, but I just still think I deserve $1 million.
Wait, have you guys seen, on a much happier game show note, have you guys seen the new Chris Hardwick game show? I think it's called The Wall or something.
This is not at midnight?
No.
It's not at midnight.
Okay.
It's a different show. I believe it's on NBC.
This is not the Pink Floyd album?
Yeah, exactly. This Is Not Us is the name of the show.
Okay.
Yikes.
What does he do?
So there's this huge wall, and there's basically a bunch of, like, different slots in it. And so part of the game is people, like, dropping, like, a ball into the top, almost like a coin in an arcade game, and watching it kind of filter down
or like, the bottom. Or, like, what's that game? Blinko?
Yeah. And then, so that determines how much money you can win by answering questions. But the other part of the game is that you have a partner behind the wall.
I have seen this.
Who also has to answer questions. And the person behind the wall can get offered deals. So, like, if let's say you've won $1 million so far, but the person behind the wall isn't confident about how they've done, even if they got all the questions right, they don't know the answers. So they could say, okay, we have a deal for you. You can take $50,000, or you can try your luck with the amount that your partner has won on the other side of the wall. So it's so much fun to watch. The one episode I ever watched, there was just this beautiful moment where he's like, the guy was like, okay, you know what? I'm not sure. It makes a lot of sense to take the money. And his wife had won like $1.5 million on the other side. And then he's like, and then he just ripped up the contract to take less money. It was wild. It really works better as a TV show than as a person.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense because I saw the last like 2 minutes of an episode of The Wall.
Oh, yeah,
I
a lot of structure.
Horrendously confused. Yeah. I was like, what is Chris doing?
We've really moved on from like Jeopardy. You know, like I feel like
But Jeopardy's getting... still going, right?
But like Jeopardy's kind of feel like the base level. You know, like all these shows that just have such mind tricks.
Yeah, this is like
that's
six
true.
Games in one.
That's true.
Really true.
I think they're also trying to. They really enjoy pitting families against each other more and more.
Oh yeah, like in a feud like structure.
But like no, like family feud like is not internally. Like that's like intra family.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
like really inter family.
No, you.
Trust
you
issues.
You got that backwards.
No.
Family feud is inter-family.
Yes, inter-family. Yeah. Inter-family trust issues. Sorry.
I'm so true.
You good.
Yeah. I wonder what that's about. That is spot on, though.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Really
yeah.
Doing that much more.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, it was Regis hosting Millionaire, that one lady hosting Weakest Link, and Trebek
was
hosting
that not
Jeopardy.
Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, right. Tell us what we can link. And of course, Jeff Probst hosting Survivor. Yeah.
Right. I love.
If you go back and watch the first season of Survivor, it's hilarious because they did not know how to make that show yet.
Oh,
it is not very
like,
good.
Once
it's
they got
very
to, like,
awkward.
Season like 12-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
golden
before
years.
It was golden. I watched a lot of Survivor, and I have a pretty low tolerance for grossness, and I still watch. And like, yeah, I love. I had, like, a Survivor-themed birthday party. My birthday's in December, and, like, we somehow made that work still.
Was it, like, leaving people outside?
My dad was, like, Jeff Probst. We,
oh
like,
God,
had, like,
amazing.
A... It was really... We, like, had to build a tent indoor. It was really fun.
Whoa.
That was pretty really, stressful for the guests.
Yeah. Oh, this party was not about fun. It was about me.
Yes. Oh, man.
It's been my motto ever since.
That could be the show's motto.
Yeah, that's...
So party's not about fun.
Did you have any good birthday parties?
Oh.
Did you have any good birthday parties?
You know, I distinctly remember having like a really horse-themed birthday party.
Please explain.
The horse girl that I was.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
It makes sense now, right?
Oh, man.
None of my friends cared for horses, but I
no
dragged.
Way you didn't care at all.
Oh, at all. Terrified, one might say.
Oh, so all of your friends are terrified, and you insisted on having a horse party.
Did I drag them to go riding for an hour? Yeah, I did.
Oh, so it wasn't just a horse-themed party.
No.
It was a horse-riding party.
We went to a barn. They had horse-themed cake. It was great.
It was also horse-themed.
All the hits of everybody's I Hate Horses playlist.
Right. It was a real winner.
How old were you?
9.
Yikes.
So probably too old.
Such a terrified 9-year-old.
No, like, did you like have like, there are people who like their senior portrait in the yearbook was like them with a horse. Was
really?
See, we didn't have a yearbook. I'm from England, and they just don't do things.
What do you call it? Like a year parcel?
They did not have a thing at all.
Oh.
It was nothing. It was goodbye. Enjoy your life.
You are the weakest link.
Yeah, exactly. We were all dismissed.
Really? No yearbooks in England? Like nowhere?
I'm sure they have them somewhere. My school decided not to.
What about homecoming dances?
We didn't have that. If anyone wants to ask me to homecoming, I'd love that.
Oh my gosh.
So another fun fact about Sarah being dumb is that my freshman year...
Your premise, not ours, by the way.
My high school did have a homecoming. We didn't have a dance. We had football, and we're a good all-American place. And
did you guys have a good football team?
No. We had a very, very bad football team.
Oh.
They were also like... pretty not nice.
Sure.
There are a few stand-up members, one of whom goes to Tufts, but that's another story. The story is he went to Tufts. And is now a nice boy.
Oh.
When I came to Tufts, they were like, oh, homecoming. And I was like, oh, like, that's fun. A weekend where everyone goes home. And so, like, a bunch of my friends, I was like, freshman year, I live in Connecticut, not that far from here. I'll just, like, bring all my friends home for the weekend for homecoming. Like, why not bring my friends home on homecoming? And they were all stupid enough or really nice, I guess, enough to, like, buy it. So, like,
what?
I didn't go to freshman year homecoming. I brought, like, 8 of my friends home to Connecticut. And then I got back, and I was like, so what happened this weekend? They're like, well, there was, like, a giant outside party. And I'm like, what? Like, but everyone was at home. And...
yikes.
Yeah, it was...
Did all of your friends just not realize what homecoming was either?
I think they just were like, oh, like... It was also a long weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was over what is now Indigenous Peoples Day.
Mm.
And so they were like, oh, like, a long weekend. We'll go to, like, a bougie Connecticut, New York City suburb. Like, who needs to, go to a crowded RIP frat basement and, so...
Wow.
That was my homecoming.
To be fair, it's kind of a lot to put on. The idea of transitioning to college freshman year is like a big thing for them to be like, it's your home now.
Yeah,
it's
kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's really saying it's the home of the alums, right? I mean, that's what it means.
True, did your when was your first, I don't know if any of you had it, but when was there a time when you told a parent or guardian, like, oh, like while you were at home at your hometown, like, oh, I'm going home now, and then going back to Tufts, and they were like, yikes, that's a little...
Ooh.
I don't say that to my family,
okay, well,
Sarah.
I've
it's called
before.
Grace and tact.
I've said that before, and my mom literally teared up. She was like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is your home. I'm like, they're both my home.
Was it on purpose?
No, it was totally, because like, when I'm here, I'm going to go home after this.
Right. Wait, do you not, where do you go after this?
Oh, Brennan, it's your home.
Wait, home? Or
home, not our house.
Home.
No, I'm going to our home, Brennan. To our home.
I just assumed you went back to Connecticut.
I mean, I could do that. It's not that far, but it's not homecoming.
So, Sawyer,
sure, there you go.
Where are you transferring to?
Oh, Alabama.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to get all these questions I had out of the way.
I hear they love the Brits there.
Yeah, that's what they say about Alabama.
Yeah.
They love the Brits.
Roll Brits.
Wait, so actually, can you... I'm curious about what your geographic history, so...
Right.
Have you been in England your entire life, and then...
Okay.
You found Tufts, or what?
Get ready, guys. I've had a real exciting life.
All right, everybody buckle up.
Wow.
Stuff some popcorn.
I was born in Hong Kong.
Oh.
Cool.
Hashtag exotic. I know, killing it. And then I moved to England when I was 2.
Okay.
Lived there for a solid 4 years.
Okay.
Moved here for 1 year.
Okay.
And then lived in England the rest of my life until coming here.
Right.
So a nice little gap.
Were you mostly looking at American schools?
Yes.
Interesting.
The parents' option was America or don't even bother.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
They're American. They love it here.
Did you go to an patriots. American school?
No, I went to a British school. Cool. Like the most British school you could think of.
Did they
uniforms?
Uniforms, yeah. They didn't speak English, but everything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just trying to see what it's like.
Just trying to gain a little perspective.
Real British, real posh accents. Yeah. Nice uniforms, you know.
No
the
homecoming.
Whole package. Yeah.
No yearbook.
No yearbook.
Apparently,
is
a staple of British culture.
The horse thing, I feel like, is kind of it's less weird.
Now. Yeah, I actually agree. Yeah. You know, I think it's
like in America, I feel like when you hear like, "Oh, that's a horse girl," you're like, "Ooh."
But that's the thing is like in America, actually, it almost we should be more comfortable with horses just because of our Western settling heritage, right? But
heritage seems like a positive. That's like a real flannel.
Well, okay, all right, but
out on the home front.
but yeah, I mean, come on, that is.
No, I know what you're. I totally
I'm not saying like,
no,
hey, we should celebrate Columbus Day every day, but like.
But we should, right?
But I'm not quoted as saying that, so there you go.
No, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, we got a
I
lot
think
of
that
horse history.
I'm just saying people in America who rode horses historically were doing it for more practical reasons than I think, no offense, some people in Britain were.
Well, there's it's like the Western saddle versus, what's the other one?
It's just an English saddle.
English, there we go. Western,
is that just all
literally
the
two riding types. The two riding types are Western versus English saddle.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Bren, come on.
True.
Sorry.
You never heard like a great horse really story?
Too busy watching the week.
You never heard an American horse story?
Horse story.
Huh. Sorry, did you? Oh yes.
No.
After
you.
Ask me.
I don't want to.
Oh, I was excited to hear a question. did you ever ride?
No, my father was very afraid of a Christopher Reeve situation.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
it's
he
when you
was...
become Superman and then get paralyzed in a horse accident.
Yes.
What?
Specifically.
In that order.
The guy who played Superman, Christopher Reeve, very handsome, peak of his life, and then had a tragic horse accident and became a quadriplegic, upsetting.
Yeah, super sad.
Super sad.
I had no idea.
Yeah, my dad was very afraid of this kind. My dad's a very fearful man, which
not the worst quality.
Not
in
the
a dad.
Worst quality in a dad, but yeah, he was also he's a radiologist too. So that's
yes.
the same thing for like, no skateboarding, no roller skating, mostly things with wheels or hooves. They're no goes. But there are also there are some things that just like. Like rash, like he wasn't like skiing, which is like objectively dangerous.
There are no wheels or hooves there.
But see, right. that's always for people who have blind spots because he's like, well, I don't want to stop skiing.
So like skiing or was fine or like
right.
anything ocean related. Like he's like, I would be like, I don't really want to go in. It's kind of rough. He's like, gotta get used to it. I'm like, why? Why do I gotta get used to it? Like, why? Why do I need to get
global
used to it?
Global warming.
Like, come on in, the water will break your fall.
Like, well, he's like, you know, if you don't get rough and tumbled in the waves a few times and you're not living, I'm like, and yet I can't go to a barn. But my mom was it's sad for my mom because my mom loved horses. My mom was a like horse girl with like the long hair and like wore riding pants to school sometimes and like went to horse camp.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be me.
check.
Dang.
But so the answer is yeah, I've ridden like a horse. I've never like been like a horseback rider.
Sure. I'm curious about Christopher Reeve still. Did he continue to act?
No.
His
career and his life are effectively
pretty
over.
Is he still around?
I think he died a few years ago.
Say, like, 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. So he's an older Superman. I didn't realize.
Yeah, he's not the newest Clark Kent.
Right.
Superman in the
80s? He's like our parents' generation.
Yikes,
Superman.
Man. Well, that sure freaks me out.
Yeah.
fair enough. I hate horses.
Coming out there.
I used to work on a hay farm. And our neighbors had horses, and they were fine, but then we had
Did
a...
Did they feel entitled?
No, but, well, that's where it comes from, though, is
hay
that...
Hay is for horses.
Yeah, done. But we had a space in our barn or our farm where you know, wealthy folks could come and like basically rent a horse or bring their own horse and ride in our area. And I would always be trying to do legitimate farm work, and I would always be told that I was being too loud and spooking the horses, even if I was just like watering flowers 100 yards away.
Like, so this is what you do as a farmhand. Yeah. So I'm thinking like raking hay.
I mean, I did that too. I'm just saying.
Just like watering flowers is the first thing that comes to mind when.
Well, it was a farm slash, like, we hosted horse shows.
Was this in Madison?
Yeah, or outside Madison.
Okay, so because I feel like I just associate Madison with like game day downtown. I didn't think that there were horses there.
Well, see, Sarah, that's actually the opposite of what most people do, and they assume it is all farmland.
No.
And are shocked that there's a school there.
I know better.
So I'm flattered. But that's the nice thing about it, though, is that you can drive like 15 minutes from downtown, and suddenly you're in the country.
Where
there's Frostwood Farm.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
It's lovely and beautiful. But yeah, so a couple times I got really fed up with people doing that to me, so that when they would leave their horses and the horse would stand there, I would go yell at it and get it real upset.
So that the horse.
Not spook it, but just get it mad, so that when the lady came back, she'd have to be like, "Oh no, what happened?" So
the tone that people use when they talk to their horses.
Yeah. So I don't feel great about that, but
whoa.
Somehow that's unsurprising about you. I don't know.
No, I agree.
Yells at horses.
I don't believe animals have souls or rights. But I love animals.
Yeah.
There's no meatless Monday here.
Well, only for, you know...
Environmental reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, because you think the environment has a soul?
Yeah, I Mother mean, Earth has, is a sentient being, but...
Yeah, dude. Welcome to Pandora. Am I right? Sorry, what's your favorite scene
Western
of Avatar? Yeah, right?
Sourland. It's about time we exploited as much as we are able.
What did we do with the unobtainium we found in the American West? That's my question.
Yep, it's true.
Where'd that all go?
Turned it into railroads.
Mm. Who built those?
I have to assume it was all white men on horseback.
Oh, good.
All
right. Great. Not to my knowledge.
I wonder which style they were riding.
Was it whole groups of people that were routinely oppressed? That doesn't sound like American heritage.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I think we really got to the bottom of some stuff here.
Sure did.
I would concur.
Wait, I got a question.
Yeah.
To John, did you ever have a birthday party of significance?
Oh, my second memory is of my third birthday party, and
really?
It was at a park, and we had a Sesame Street cake. So that's one that was significant. We used to just make home movies at my birthday parties. That's what I like to do.
Oh, that's so fun.
We would,
Wow, that's so, predictive of your future endeavors.
I guess. They were pretty self-indulgent, if that's what you mean.
I mean, welcome to the Institute.
They were always like James Bond style movies and
cool.
Like about spies, and it was just like us filming scenes of us killing each other, which is just trying to think of cool ways to do that. Those were all like that.
Those are
some significant parties. Brent,
do you ever like go into the city? Like sometimes I like would like take a friend and we go into the city and like go to the Shake Shack.
Like New York? I mean,
yeah, Shake Shack.
Friend, you're from the tri-state area.
You betcha. Yeah, that's such a thing.
Significant.
It's a total thing. It's
significant
like the,
parties.
Like, you know, like the rich friends who would like rent like a car and then like drive.
Oh,
a few friends.
My sister, like her friends would do that a bunch.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
They like rent like a limo or something, and then they like bring three friends into the city, and you go to a Broadway show, and then you eat at Serendipity, and then you return home, and those were the friends you wanted to have.
Yeah, I don't
literally
think...
a restaurant with golden ice cream.
The
$1,000
ice cream
sundae.
No one in Wisconsin has that kind of money.
It's called the golden opulence. And this is why we are the liberal coastal elite.
I hate that.
That's why
we are
the coastal elites that they rail against.
I'm not from around here.
Two of my favorite birthdays, both sports related. One was at the local New York Sports Club. And I had a cake, a picture cake of Jason Kidd, former New Jersey Net.
All right.
Current goat.
Yeah, but that was pretty cool. Turned out he's not a very good guy. But I didn't learn
that.
That's
why you ate his face
later.
Off.
Yeah, sorry, ate his face. That was a fun classic sports party. And then a couple years later, my friend Danny and I had a joint birthday party We went to Yankee Stadium, actually, which was really fun. We did like a tour of Yankee Stadium.
Whoa.
Which I think costs less money than going to a game at Yankee Stadium.
That doesn't shock me.
Because they don't have all this stuff.
Right,
do you buy
right.
everyone like the $40 sushi?
They don't have
sushi.
All the guys there.
Yeah. They don't have all this stuff that makes it the baseball place.
I would argue, as long as they have the snacks there, then it's better than an actual game.
If I remember correctly... Oh, no, I actually don't know. Because one of my favorite things about going to baseball games when it used to be financially possible
right.
was getting the ice cream in the helmet bowl.
In the helmet bowl.
But what? I don't think we actually did that. But they did give us free, really cheap baseball hats, which was nice.
Sawyer and I are just a couple of country fools.
Well, back when, this is a classic when, like, oh, back when it was the old Yankee Stadium.
This is the old Yankee Stadium.
Back when there was the old Yankee Stadium, and if you wanted to eat, you got a hot dog and Dippin' Dot and not, like, sushi.
Yeah, they literally have, like,
a butcher
in the new Yankee Stadium.
It's crazy. Huh. It's really something wild.
I think I can get into baseball now. That sounds exciting.
It's definitely bougier experience than it used to be.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of, yeah.
Huh.
It's delicious. Like, if you want a, you know, $100+ eating experience, like, you know, at least.
For the price of $20?
Well, ticket and food and... so I'm excited to visit Emily out in Wisconsin, where we can go to a Milwaukee Brewers game and, you know, just be
don't
good
go
old.
To a Brewers game.
Why not?
Because they're terrible.
So?
Go to a Badger game. Go to any Badger sports team.
Go to a Badger
game.
It's
really good. The men and women are both really good at most sports. So,
John is very, I'm very excited. John's very excited that my sister is officially a Badger.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Which means that we are going to be doing many visits to the Badger State. I'm going to go to game day. I'm going to finally... do a real homecoming.
It's not, I mean, just to be clear, it's not, like, magical.
It sounds pretty great, John.
I'll be anxious to hear how it goes for you. Sawyer,
Hordes of blonde people just dancing? Like, sounds great.
I guess that's true. Yeah, there are a lot of blondies. It's not my fault it's a Nordic area. Sawyer, do y'all do sports over there?
I mean, aside from croquet and Quidditch.
Have you ever heard of a man called David Beckham?
Please, John.
Is he not Argentinian? Oh, I guess I forgot about soccer. Do you go see football?
From time to time.
You know it's soccer.
No. Let me just translate.
Soccer.
Do you ever go see football games?
Yeah, from time to time.
Okay.
We live near Chelsea. So, go Chelsea. Oh, cool.
Fair enough.
Where is Chelsea?
It's like...
it's near Sawyer's house.
Like, London.
London, okay.
London town.
Like, yeah. Mid/West London.
Okay. Here's another question, now that you've mentioned that. I hate New York.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do people... I don't hate New York. I hate the attitude that New York is the center of the universe, and that I should know like where Brooklyn is relative to other places. Do people get like that about London?
No, not at all.
Ha!
I feel like London is more neighborhoody.
Right? Yeah.
It's also a lot
and
bigger
less,
geographically.
What borough-y?
I mean, you have a lot of boroughs, but like nobody cares if you don't know where they are. We'll just apologize and try and help you find.
Just, as long as there's nowhere in London called Midtown, I'm good. Is that?
There is no Midtown.
Wait, actually, I have a sort of related question. I think, a lot of people in America are very prideful either of their specific place or of the country as a whole. I feel like I was actually in London for the 2012 Olympics as a swimmer, and
no, you were. Yeah, I saw you on TV.
But you were there.
No, but I was there via a Make-A-Wish, which was very cool. But one of the things...
It was someone else's wish that you'd
that
be there.
Somebody mentioned... somebody else was like, he deserved it. But was that, like, there's never, like, Union Jacks flying. Like, they just put them up for the Olympics, basically. Do you feel that there's, like, a difference in pride or like, in that perception between the two countries?
You guys are aggressively patriotic here. There are so many flags.
It's completely nationalistic.
I feel like if you say something bad about America, people are going to be like, no, we're great. England, they'll just agree.
Right. Politely. Well, you guys got to watch your empire...
Crumble,
and we are only just beginning to see that. So,
wow,
we're finally getting a taste of what that feels like.
Yeah,
getting real.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to see where American, its nationalism, where it comes from, and where like how did suddenly it become like the correct cultural attitude to be like, yeah, you know, like,
yeah, it's so true.
I just don't know. I don't know. I mean,
it's kind of fun.
I just wonder,
who invented
like,
the America boxers?
Every right, that's
the ubiquitous America boxers.
I believe it was Betsy Ross.
I'm sure.
I got all extra fabric, so you just sew these.
Can I cut to a track? I know we're having fun.
Get your track.
I'm trying to play the new Spoon album, and I like to do three.
Oh, is this not just
gonna
be the national anthem?
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, any music.
That's a pretty good for us. At least it's not an hour. And then we'll think of something to do after this.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm John C. Murfield here with Brennan, Sarah, and Sawyer. Here's a little more Spoon off the new Hot Thoughts record. Boss those teeth around. See ya. Hey, that was Do I Have to Talk You Into It off of Hot Thoughts.
Hot Thoughts?
Hot Thoughts? Hot Thoughts?
Hot
Pockets. I'm a hot thought vendor.
That is Red
y'all
carry on. Oh, he's cursed.
Pockets.
Did you?
No.
Sarah, come on.
No.
You're such a problem. All right. Y'all keep doing your thing. I gotta just get something up really quick.
I was not. When you said the Hot Pockets and the Red Robin thing, I was like, oh yeah, that's what that is. But,
oh, it is the same.
Yeah, it's basically this. It's like.
I mean, it's just a major.
It's
chord,
like that Office episode where Andy's like, break me off a piece of that applesauce football cream.
Fancy feast. Yeah.
I just do that a lot.
Yeah, stuff sticks around.
Wait, I have a question. I was told, I was on another radio show once.
Okay. As usual, I'm furious.
It was trash compared to this.
Yeah, we were in a pretty tight operation.
It was absolute garbage. I love you, Bianca. And we had to do a PSA.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing. Would you like to do one now?
Yeah, this would be a great time.
I would love to do one.
What is this?
Sawyer and Sarah, you guys are welcome to share the PSA. Pop open that old PSA binder and just read one out. I would also caution against reading one in a joking way because people have done that before and a lot of them are pretty serious.
Yes, my friend did that about like alcoholism. And
yep.
If that you're thinking sense. Of, if you need help,
just
please
a word
contact.
Of caution.
Oh, I did not know that this was a thing.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Organ donate. Oh yeah.
Freeform Radio Public. WMFO Medford.
Diabetes prevention.
Okay.
Birth control.
Bless you.
Thank you. All right, we'll see about this one. Just whenever you're done, I'll pick one of these.
Oh no, these are so upsetting.
Yeah, they're a lot.
Yeah, you gotta serve the public.
Oy vey. Oy oy oy, demazinka oiske gaben. That in Yiddish means I'm marrying off my youngest daughter.
We condone that.
Okay, ready for... I'm just going to flip to one.
All right. Just go random.
Seeing as the weather outside is delightful, let's talk about grill safety.
Oh, good choice. This is a good
one. What was I just saying to you the other day? What was I just saying to you the other day?
Oh, can you just refresh me, like...
I said, you need to learn some grill safety.
Oh, and right, that's it.
To refresh you, summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue.
What a poorly written sentence.
Including vegetables. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches.
Ever?
Ever. Always
Chicago,
move a grill.
Chicago fire. Pretty sure that was a grill.
Yeah.
I think that was the, what was it, the that was that Chicago or was that in England with the
cow?
With cow?
That was Chicago. I think that story is apocryphal, but the cow running over a lantern, that's Chicago.
Well, do you know the best way to prevent fires during the summer in the Medford-Somerville area when you're cooking vegetables is to always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 9-1-1. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department.
Yeah, if you see your neighbors trying to have a good time, bust them. God, that's
awful. Hit the little bird on the grill for me. Also, the fire department
also, they're under arrest.
This is a classic case of you're not being a cranky neighbor, John. You're being a concerned citizen.
Right.
Bull crap.
This is a message from the firefighters in Somerville and WMFO of Medford.
Oh, that's nasty.
Radio.
Oh.
All
right. Well,
grill me up a
well,
friend.
Well, Brennan, if I see you cooking up some hot diggity dogs on the porch of Fairmount, yeah. You know who will be getting
oh
a
my gosh.
Phone
call. No, it's my due comeuppance.
Oh, I should really call
that's,
them.
That's my alter ego's name. I feel like Duke Muppet. Duke Muppins.
I feel like Spring Fling is really going to be a downer if we follow.
I know where that's I'll be true. On my Segway calling the cops on everyone on College Ave.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to transition to a new topic.
I one time ordered a... We ordered spring fling tanks. Luckily, Custom caught it that said Sprin Flynn because the spacing was off.
Sprin Flynn.
Which reminds me... Yes. Which is only taught by... Before Custom Ink did, like, checks on your design to make sure they worked, my high school did a production of the play Stage Door. And the president at the time was just a not very smart girl. And, like, it was supposed to be, like, a corner thing that said stage door. But it was, like, cut off and it just said stag do. And so we all wore around our stag.
Oh God.
Our stag do sweatshirts.
Stag do. Stag do, stag don'ts.
Do it, stag do.
All right.
I don't know why it reminded me of that.
So this is a new...
I have a stag do sweatshirt.
So do you call bachelor parties stag do's here? Is that a thing? Because that's what we call them back home.
Well, stag parties. They all go to Prague.
They do their stag do's.
They don't call it Prague. They call it Prague for their stag party. It's like, oh, we're going to Prague. It's like, nope.
Oh, that's...
Whoa.
I studied abroad in Prague.
Praha, everyone knows that about you.
I do love some Central Europe.
Okay, so this is a new segment we've been doing to polarize reviews, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Normally...
We rile feathers.
Yeah, normally we watch it, a genuine review by an earnest person of a product. I couldn't quite find that for...
Poke holes in it.
Yeah, so you guys gave me the seed word fork, and I couldn't quite find the right kind of thing, or they were all like 30 seconds long, so you might want to have the headphones on. All
right.
So this, I don't know if this is... I think this video might... I don't know what this is that we're about to watch, really. It's these two boys.
Well, let's open up the segment.
Let's open up this, another segment of YouTube? MeTube! All right, here we go. We'll see what this is all about. Wait, I can just turn the phones
down. Oh, yeah.
Fork! A small prod implement for lifting a holy food.
Yeah.
Fork is normally used to assist us when we eat. For example...
He's eating?
He's doing that, yeah.
That's a dangerous... That's dangerously close to his carotid.
Fork.
Or not.
Okay.
Fork can also be used to gain relationship or ruin. For example...
Interesting jump cuts happening here.
Yeah, some jump cuts between the squinty eyes of boys who are seem very concentrated. Wow. Oh.
I touched it first.
Dude,
shut up. Your voice is killing me.
Nothing can hurt.
All right, let's settle this.
So they're...
That's a battle? Support them?
Someone's gonna get real bad.
Oh, this large...
Is there, like, Avatar to you guys?
There's this large, empty room in their house, like, for fighting. The jump cuts are always at the worst places.
So, the conclusion is...
Forks are dangerous.
Forks are dangerous.
Then subscribe if you think forks are dangerous.
I'm a new subscriber.
There you go.
Huh.
How many subscriptions do these guys have? Subscribers.
How many views do they have?
Millions.
This video has 1,400 views.
Ugh.
That's,
they have 36 subscribers. Bad. They have, like, three videos. They also have the... one they released after this was Fork Behind the Scenes.
Oh, ooh, good.
Nice. Wow, I really wanted to know.
Did that have more or fewer views? I'm curious if people...
About a third as many views. So one in three people who watch the Fork video go on to see how it was made.
I think we're part of the two.
They also review Crowbar, which seems way more dangerous.
Twice as many jump cuts.
Yeah, I don't know what... That was really... I'm sorry. Normally, there's a little more to go off of.
This is a weird segment of YouTube, MeTube.
Yeah.
This is uncharted territory.
Yeah. What did you guys have any conclusions from what those two boys were doing?
Yes, I do. I think...
Sarah, over to you.
Sarah, most opinionated, apparently, here.
I mean, yes, I'm not going to argue with that. My parents have called me insufferable at times. That's a direct quote.
Well, probably because you told them that their home was not your home.
It's a
Ever
second
think
home.
About that?
It's a second home. It's like, okay, I'm not going to go for it. My thoughts are that they really could have explored the true... If the conclusion is that the fork is dangerous, I think that that's a very fair conclusion.
Yeah.
I think that there is something to be... They're evidence. You know, like when you gradually did, like, claim support interpretation for English?
You mean anytime you make an argument ever? Yes.
I thought that their claim was good.
Yeah.
not a dubious claim.
Their support and their interpretation were in fact, dubious.
Right. Dubious, if you ask me.
Stage stag do.
Stag do.
They're stag dubious.
Sawyer, the opposite opinion?
They pointed out that forks can make relationships, but they just fought the whole time. I would have loved to see a romance
Some
born
resolution.
Out of forks.
Well, that's the thing is because there was a fork sitting on the table and they both slapped their hand down on it. And I know I was thinking time is this love.
I ship it. Like, yeah. They look good together.
I just heard that phrase, shipping.
You didn't know about shipping?
I did not. My friend told me to give her a shout out, but she's definitely not even listening. My friend was like, yeah, I ship. It was also something that was not shippable, in my opinion.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Speaking of shipping.
Like a big glass sculpture.
Like a
Brennan,
big... a big chandelier.
Brennan, speaking of shipping, I need to open up a new emergency segment.
This might be
this season's Yellin' at Yellin'.
Oh, no.
It's called... what's a Gilmore Girls pun?
Something Stars Hollow?
Oh,
I haven't seen that show really more than once.
Okay, whatever. This is update from Stars Hollow.
what a banger.
I thought she started singing right away. Okay.
Carol.
She called Jess!
What?
She called Jess!
Are you watching for the first time?
Yes! She's dating Dean! She called Jess!
Which monosyllabic white boy will she choose? These are the questions that keep you up at night.
God, I mean...
She called Jess?
And she did the whole picnic thing, which was a horrible thing to do, and I'm not saying Dean responded to it in the most healthy way, but Rory obviously shouldn't have done that. And then everyone else is like, hey, maybe don't. And she goes and calls him. Good Lord.
But how do you really feel about this?
I mean, I've heard that Dean gets...
Are you team Dean or team Jess?
I mean, for right now, I'm team Dean. Because I know he gets... I've heard that he gets a little more toxically masculine.
Yeah, he's a little toxic.
But, you know, I don't have evidence of that yet. And he, as far as I'm concerned, is... albeit a little creepy, but doing everything just fine and respects Rory a lot. And Jess is not... I cannot believe she called him.
So are you team... The other one you could throw in there is, are you team Dean, team Jess, or team Logan?
I don't know Logan yet, Sarah. I'm going through again for the... I haven't watched it, like, all the way through ever, so...
So I say all this, and I have fooled you up because I've only ever seen 4 episodes of Gilmore Girls.
Okay, well, Whoa. Then that's mean, and this has
Wait,
been...
Wait, how did you do that?
Update
My
from Stars Hollow.
My housemate is very into it.
We go...
And I'm from Connecticut. We all know each other there. Go
to the ends of the... Okay. That was an update from Stars Hollow.
She called Jess.
Yeah, okay. And Brennan, do we need to go back in the segment? I just said that.
No, you closed out the segment. Good, I think that was the exact right amount of time, or like 5 minutes more than the second.
Yeah. Cool. So we need to bounce in a sec, but Sawyer, can you really quick tell me about the TFL show? What's the deets?
Right. Let's see if I can get it right.
If you can't, I know them, so it's fine.
Good. Glad you do. TFL show this Friday, 9:30, Barnum 08. Be there or be square. I mean, it's going to be a great show. I'm in it, so.
What are you doing?
You know, just punk. Just standing at the back.
Oh, good.
Just checking it out.
You're not doing stand-up, are you?
No.
Oh, okay, darn.
I'll be there, but not in the show. Just a loyal fan.
Likewise.
Woo. Yeah.
John, what's your excuse?
I'm sorry. I'm going to be at the Comedy Studio performing that night, so if you love stand-up but hate women, come see me. Yeah, I'm sorry. It might be my last date ever at that club because we'll see what happens to it. But
is it gonna close?
It might. Yeah.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, Sarah. WTH. anyway, so. Yeah, sorry, I won't be there. Oh, but then on Sunday will be my senior recital at 7 o'clock in Granoff. Yeah.
What are you reciting?
Just my music, my own stuff. It'll be like my favorite music that I've written in the past couple years.
That's awesome.
So anyway.
Oh, sorry, it's 7 o'clock, you said?
7 p.m. in Fisher. More info to come on that. We really got to get out because I feel like I always bleed over into Jane's time. But so this will be the last little spoon thing off Hot Thoughts. Thank you so much for coming. This is great.
Hot Thoughts?
It's good. Hot Thoughts?
Hot Thoughts.
And we'll see y'all next week with another update from Stars Hollow and a surrounding episode of The Electric Hour. All right. Good night.